Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain. News update.
Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports news update, recapping the news from the first hour. NBA playoffs last night. Bucks pushed the Celtics to the edge of oblivion. They beat Boston 113-101 on Monday night to move on. One win from its first trip to the Eastern Conference Finals since 2001. Giannis Antetokounmpo scores 39 points and 16 rebounds. On the other side, Kyrie Irving scores 23 points with 10 assists, but he was 7 for 22 from the floor, including 1 for 7 from 3-point range. Game 5 will be in Milwaukee, tipping off tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. In the West, James Harden and the Rockets have dug themselves out of an 0-2 hole to even their Western Conference semifinal series with the Golden State Warriors after another game where they fought, scrapped, and held off a late rally to get a victory. Harden scores 38 points, and the Rockets get the win 112-108. Game 5 will tip off tomorrow night in Oakland at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Tonight, two games on the slate. Sixers and Raptors tip off at 8 p.m. Eastern from the Air Canada Center in Toronto. And in the late game, the Nuggets and Blazers get things going at 10:30 p.m. Eastern from the Pepsi Center in Denver. Golden State Warriors injured center DeMarcus Cousins said to the Undefeated earlier in the day he expects to play again this season after suffering a partially torn quadriceps muscle and envisions a, quote, very nice ending to his 2018-2019 campaign season. Other NBA news, the Los Angeles Lakers are reportedly working on a contract to make Tyronn Lue the team's next head coach. This, of course, is according to Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports. Lue has not yet accepted the job, but the two sides continue to work toward a deal. Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne of ESPN reported Friday that the Lakers were expected to offer Lue a deal in the coming days. To make things a little more interesting,
I think it's three sides.
There's
the Lakers, there's Lue,
and LeBron.
And there's LeBron's camp. Yeah, that's,
LeBron.
Because otherwise this would have been like Monty Williams or Juwan Howard or something like that. When you say the two sides are negotiating, don't forget LeBron's entourage as a side in this.
I can never forget LeBron in this case. With any team he ever decides to play for. The funny thing about this, though, is that Lue also had a for his birthday in Las Vegas, he had a Lakers-themed birthday cake.
Oh, that's nice.
So isn't that – so, I mean, you know, spoiler alerts. alerts right there.
More ridiculous, like that they're going to hire Tyronn Lue basically just to appease LeBron, or that the Giants drafted Daniel Jones basically to appease Eli.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Which is more appeasing, you mean?
You know, they did it to make it comfortable for LeBron. They drafted Daniel Jones, I believe, to make it comfortable for Eli. And, like, you know, decisions that are based on that never go.
Yeah, but to be fair, that wasn't their first choice. They wanted Monty Williams. Monty Williams said, yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to go to Phoenix. So he really is getting the job by default. That wasn't Jeannie Buss's first choice. They didn't want Ty Lue, and they didn't want the impression of the Cleveland of the West. But unfortunately, there's only one person left because Monty Williams is like, yeah, no thanks. We're going to move on.
Yeah, well. All right, quickly, guys, to the NHL playoffs. The Boston Bruins ride the coattails of their goaltender, Tuukka Rask, who stopped all 39 shots he faced last night as he helps the Bruins shut out the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-0 in Game 6. Bruins win the series 4-2, and they punch their ticket to their first Eastern Conference final since 2013, where they will play host to the Carolina Hurricanes. In the West, the Colorado Avalanche, they keep their hopes alive thanks to their captain.
Barrels it back, buried there by Landeskog. McKinnon looking for a loose puck. Played ahead by Vlasic, kept in by Makar. In front, scores! Gabriel Landeskog knows the way to San Jose!
That is one of the best calls ever. That's it right there. Colorado Avalanche beat the San Jose Sharks 4-3 in overtime. The series now tied at 3. Game 7 will be in San Jose tomorrow night. Tonight, Game 7 in the other Western semis between the Dallas Stars and the St. Louis Blues. In St. Louis, puck will drop at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. In the NFL, quickly, guys, when it comes to voluntary workouts, New York Jets running back Le'Veon Bell summoned his inner Allen Iverson, saying, but not saying, we're talking about voluntary practice? Bell took to social media to respond to a question about when he's going to attend practice after skipping some voluntary workouts. He says, quote, when it's time to play football, I got to stick to the formula that I know works for me to be the best player I can be. I'm not just trying to win football games. I want a ring. I want to desperately show everybody what I can really do. I'll take the heat right now. Everybody will forget about that once January comes around. Bell attended the first week of voluntary workouts, which began April 8th. But he hasn't attended since. But last month, Coach Adam Gase appeared unconcerned about Bell's absence at the start of the team's voluntary three-day minicamp, saying, quote, it's voluntary. So there you go. Le'Veon Bell is Allen Iverson of the NFL.
It is voluntary.
Watch him fail a piss test and get banned for a marijuana. It's just you know, something stupid like that is coming.
And that is the news from me, guys. I am Chris Pavona. It is time. Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, final hour here. Make it rain. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. NBA action tonight. Back to the hardwood there as we've got the Sixers trying to IV their way and regroup here a little bit after the whooping that they received their last game by Toronto. And, of course, Portland, Denver, the best series that nobody is staying up to watch, unfortunately. But getting ready to go tonight. Some interesting numbers and line movement, too, coming out of Vegas. We'll tell you what the latest lines are there. But I still some Kentucky Derby fallout as we start to hear more and more of the horror stories about people that were just so close to getting life-changing money, but ended up not getting it, not because they were on country out, but ended up not getting it because they were on maximum security. It's interesting. There was and I didn't know this, I guess Rocket Mortgage had held a sweepstakes prior to the Derby where they were going to provide 20 people, first prize winners, an all-expense-paid trip to the Oaks and to the Derby, and each one of those trips worth about $8,500, which was great. And then what they did is they assigned everybody, those 20 winners, everybody got a horse.
Grand prize.
Right, and the grand prize, whatever horse won, you won $250,000.
Cool.
Well, this poor woman who's a renter, I believe, in Ohio, she had maximum security and she kind of documented the feeling of when the horse run. And she she ended up, you know, entering it, but had never really been a part of horse race, like had no idea. She was just happy to be there. And the only thing she knew is that, he won, you know, number 7 won. And then she was celebrating, calling everybody. Right. And then in the meantime, in the next 15 minutes, she's like, wait a minute, where did it go? It was on the board. It's not there. And she took her a little while to comprehend what the hell had just happened.
Yeah.
After she called everyone and said, I just won $250,000. And then
I got to wait until it's official.
Yeah. They had to explain to her that, that's not what's happening here, Mom. Sorry about that. Just awful, man. Absolutely awful. That's the kind of corn ticket you don't want, my friend. That's the kind you don't want.
Listen, I can empathize. Count me among the people who are holding maximum security tickets as well.
Yeah, if mine was for $250, I'd have looked for a very tall bridge, that's for sure. All right, final hour coming up. NBA playoffs, we'll dive in next.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. The Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Morning After.
Is officiating and replay ruining sport? In horse racing, there's going to be weird decisions. Weird things are going to happen. People are freaking out about the officiating. The players in the NBA. The NFL conference championship games were tainted. That Saints-Rams thing, it's like one of the worst calls in the history of sport. I thought the Chiefs got hosed. It seems that we've talked about it with baseball. We can't enjoy anything anymore. Oh, we better check the tape. This is where we're at.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, big game fives here tonight. Raptors, Sixers, Denver Nuggets, Portland Trailblazers. We'll dive into those numbers, look at a little TNA here, try to figure out the best way to put you in a position to make it rain. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. Before we dive into the NBA tonight, let's wrap up our conversation from last hour talking about if you're getting ready to dive into Major League Baseball once the NBA is over, you're looking to handicap a little bit. There are definitely some trends and some things you guys should be aware of that are happening in Major League Baseball in just the 6 or 7 weeks that it's been going on. And one of those are we're getting less and less great pitching matchups, and by evidence of the totals. When you look at Vegas and the totals, anytime you see a 6.5 or less, that is a rarity these days because we just don't have the quality pitching, the ones going up against another. We did have it last night with DeGrom and Paddock there for San Diego. The good news is, guys, from a betting perspective, the trend tells us 70% here over the last year when we've gotten a total of 6.5 or less, 70% of the time the under is hit, which is good news. But, you know, as Dane and I have been talking here last hour, it's really not good news for Major League Baseball. It's really just become home run or grand slam, or I've got position players pitching now because, it's a 12-0 game in the fourth inning. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the bullpens still can't stop anybody scoring in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. And you've got some numbers, too, that highlight how ridiculous Major League Baseball has been thus far.
Absolutely. And here's the premise, okay, Joe? And this is what I've been saying. You know, with the strikeout rate going crazy, the walk rate, and then the home run to fly balls and the home runs, right? It's really this three true outcomes. And similar to how we say in basketball and in football, you're either going for it or you're tanking, you're running away from the middle. Baseball at bats have become an all or nothing prospect as well. right? You're either striking out or hitting the home run. That's it. And the real sacrifice here is there are no stolen bases or rallies anymore. Last year in Major League Baseball, lower stolen base total since the baseball went to like 162 game season, right? Low, there's no rallies anymore. And here's another stat to this. Joe, when you and I were growing up, there were names like Carney Lansford and Wade Boggs and Tony Gwynn and even guys like Ichiro and Joey Votto in this era, right? Where they're hitting 310, 320, 330. That's what it used to take, Joe, to win a batting title. You know what I mean? Check this out. In 2003, 25 players hit 310 or better, Joe. In 2009, 20 players hit 310 or better, Joe. About 6 years ago in 2013, 14 players hit 310 or better. You can see it going down, right? I mentioned, it's all Joey Gallo's now hitting 230, but with 32 home runs. Last year, Joe, you know how many players hit 310 or better?
A dozen?
Four.
Oh, my word.
Four in Major League Baseball. That's it. So what does that tell me? That tells me that in this, Moneyball and big data, front offices, GMs, and trickling down to managers, it is okay now to not hit for average. It is okay because you're still going to get signed to a four-year deal, $300 million or whatever. The market is saying it is okay to hit 220 with 30 home runs because that's what baseball wants these days. They don't want a guy that can steal 40 bases. They don't need a guy that can be a slap hitter and hit 317. The game is changing away from what you and I know, hitting runs, manufacturing runs, sack bunts, these kinds of things, to it being Earl Weaver ball, like we're saying.
Yep.
This is the change in Major League Baseball, similar to how, like, you know, the fullback and is going away in the NFL. Okay, it is a new game, Joe.
You know, we were talking off air about how it's not that hard to figure out why Mike Trout's WAR is through the roof at 12 or 13 because of all of the big money players now and him at the top of the heap with a $400 million contract. He's the only contact hitter left, guys. Right. He is the only guy that
like
can
Jose
hit 320,
Altuve, and that's about it.
Hit 40 home runs and drive in and steal. Like he is really one of the only five tool players left in the game where you can count on this dude hitting 315, 320. The Bryce Harpers, the Manny Machados, guys, they're going to be 250 hitters. Yeah, they're going to have 45 jacks, but from a value standpoint, that's why Mike Trout is so much more valuable to a team and to the league. And his numbers prove that's why it is. But it also should shine a light on guys. If it's feast or famine from a handicapping perspective, this is why a lot of sharps focus so much on starting pitching, because you don't want to rely on having to go to bullpens, guys, in the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth innings. You want a starting pitcher who can not only go to the seventh, but, can get you to swing and miss. And that's another big thing as you dive in that you'll start seeing K rates, strikeouts per nine innings is going to be a big statistic. Can they go to seven innings before we get it to, before we turn it over to the bullpen and then, ask Jacob DeGrom how that works out so many of the times.
Right.
You're going to see a big value placed on starting pitching, A, being able to strike guys out, and B, being able to go deep into games. And then you're going to see a lot of sharps spending a whole lot of time talking about first five inning bets because they can quantify the starting pitching. They've got more love and more trust in the starting pitching than they do any of these relievers and going to the bullpen. So as you start to focus and start to handicap a little bit of Major League Baseball, that's what a lot of guys are doing. They are very clear in their determination to spend a lot of time focusing and handicapping the starting pitchers. That's the weight, the ability of these guys to get a strikeout where they're not putting the ball up in the air and it accidentally flies out of the park. And they're being able to go six innings, seven innings before they can turn it over. Those guys dominate from a handicapping perspective. They dominate in baseball too, but certainly from a betting perspective, give me those guys any day over these, I don't bet these bullpen games. Oh, I got a bullpen guy starting the game. He's going to go to, I can't handicap that game. I have no idea what we're going to get. I don't want to bet these guys in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. I certainly ain't going to bet them starting the game. I may fade games like that, but that's where you want to concentrate on. With 162 games, you've got choices. Choose to look at the starting pitching more than anything else. Those guys will keep you in the game and keep you profitable throughout the season, Dane. And they're worth their weight, not only, by the way, in betting, but I'm imagining in fantasy as well.
Absolutely. And here's the other thing. If you're not at that completely elite level, everybody else is somewhat interchangeable. You know, like, Joe, we're Yankees fans, right? At the trading deadline last year, I was like, oh, J.A. Happ? All right. He's not an ace, right? What I need is a guy that can start game one or game two of the playoffs and match up with a Scherzer, match up with a Verlander. That's all I need, right? These other SP3s, they're kind of interchangeable because they're going to give up some home runs and we're going to be in our normal 7-6 game. The only thing to counteract that is a true ace. So for your teams out there that are contending, let's say, right? You know, and you're looking at a trade deadline. If they go and get some other innings eater, it ain't going to matter. It's only if a true ace shakes loose, you know, a Madison Bumgarner, a Trevor Bauer shakes loose from a non-contending team. Otherwise, it doesn't actually move the needle. And otherwise, lean over, guys.
Yeah, and there's a few stats that you guys should be aware of because we do throw these terms around. But from a betting perspective, there are four things you guys need to look at when it comes to pitchers. All right, and these four things, there's a lot of things you can look at, but just concentrate on these four, especially if you guys are just starting to get into it. You want to know the innings pitch per start, okay, which is basically the total innings divided by the number of starts. The higher that number, the better you've got. Strikeouts per nine innings. Obviously, low strikeout pitchers, you're at the mercy of the opposing hitters, which is not something that you want to bank on if you are a sports bettor. The higher K pitchers, those are the guys you want to look at. Home runs allowed per nine innings, you already know where you want to look at there. And whip, walks and hits allowed per inning. The lower that number, the better is. You can't score runs if you don't get on base. We'll talk more about that coming up. Plus, we'll dive into these NBA games tonight. Let's make it rain for you. Final hour, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Make it rain here, people, for you tonight. Game 5's in action. Raptors, Sixers. Also, you got the Denver Nuggets taking on the Portland Trail Blazers. And just to recap, if you didn't see it last night, the Celtics are done. Stick a fork in them. Completely demoralized by Giannis there, just putting up monster numbers. They had no answer. Kyrie is like a deer caught in the headlights. They had, congratulations, Marcus Smart. He came back, supposed to be that toughness. And yeah, well, toughness doesn't work if you can't score points. And I've never seen so many bricks thrown up in a game before on both sides, by the way. But it was in crunch time when it came down to it, the Milwaukee Bucks bench dominated what the Celtics were bringing to the table. Giannis was in foul trouble, yet he did the most of his damage in the second half with that foul trouble. For long periods of time, Giannis was on the bench. Kyrie was on the floor for Boston. And there was one point there in the third. I think they went about 6 or 7 minutes and only scored 8 points while the bench from Milwaukee just completely went off. And that's it. I mean, the series is over. I gave you the number. 98% of teams up 3-1, home court advantage. 98% of the time they go on not only to win the series, but 75% of the time they clinch it in game 5. So it's over for Boston. Thank you very much. Let the whole where's Kyrie going to play next year rumors continue to go. I'm wondering, Dane, is there a price now on Milwaukee for the championship? I'm wondering if their numbers got any better after that win last night. Yeah.
Minus 130, despite the fact that you think they're in a real series. So they're still the prohibitive favorite. Bucks are the second choice. Their number now, as I look at it over on FanDuel Sportsbook, is plus 380, Joe.
Wow.
You can get the Bucks at plus 380. Then damn. Houston at +5, Toronto +850, and then it gets a little crazy when you talk about the other four teams.
Yeah, well, they're going to be gone. But okay, so you got plus 380 right now, number two, and you've got Golden State still at minus numbers there.
Yeah,
yeah. And Golden State last night, it's a war if you missed it, guys, late game. Houston was able to hold on. Golden State had its opportunities like they do. It seems like each and every game so far this series, they just couldn't capitalize late. Had a couple of wide open looks in the game. Steph Curry and Kevin Durant had a chance to tie it up with a three. Both of them missed. Now we go to a game 5, the Oracle here. So we finally have the series I think everyone thought we would get between these two. The NBA's happy. Networks are happy. Advertisers are happy. That in all likelihood is going 7. That's why tonight's is a monster game here for the Sixers and Raptors. Just when you thought the Sixers were able to gain control of this series, they do what the Sixers normally do. They self-implode and, give Toronto credit for being able to win game 4. But, they had an awful lot of help from guys like Joel Embiid and Simmons, who posted a minus 16 differential there while on the court, which is great. Keep in mind that Greg Monroe had a minus 18. So that's the kind of company you're keeping there, Simmons, which has always been the biggest problem backing the Sixers, right? What Sixers team is going to show? Because we know from a talent standpoint, they're going to beat you. If they're bringing it, they're going to beat you. But they're not going to beat you when Embiid is, he's on the sidelines there. He's he's sick. He's going to pull my finger. I don't know what's going on. But tonight is a monster game. I mean, make no mistake about it. This is game five. Raptors laying six again. The over-under, 211.5, is what it opened up. And the first four games of the series, the under is cashed in all four games. By, guys, a margin of 20 points.
Wow.
And since 2005, games 5 through 7 of a playoff series have historically gone under the total as well at a 55% rate, hitting at about a full point per game, hitting under about a full point per game. So keep that in mind as we look at this total. And listen, this is just the 22nd time that two teams have gone under the total in the first four games of a playoff series. What happens in game five? The under, 13-8, 62% in those games, hitting it by 5.4 points per game. So the highest total of those games, 208.5. That was the Warriors-Rockets last year. This is a little high here, 211.5. Lot of people looking at the under here tonight. At least that's what the TNA tells us here, Dane.
Yeah, that makes sense. I also think that with the shift in venue back up to Jurassic Park in Toronto, I think we're going to see Toronto be able to bring better defense. And I think the Philadelphia 76ers are the part of the total that shows the most variance, right? Like, they're the team that's still liable to put up 120, right? Toronto, I think you kind of know what you're going to get. You know how they want to play. But I think that the series shifting back up to Toronto helps the Toronto defense, helps them maybe being able to contain the Sixers. And as you've mentioned this before, things like, we're now in game five, people. The familiarity is there. We know what people are trying to do against them, and it becomes a little bit more of a slugfest, a little bit slower pace, I think, as we get down to it into game five. So I like that. I like that bet. I may throw some shekels on the under. I am also seeing it, Joe, at 211.5 right now. And remember, if you want to establish that position of under, and then all of a sudden they got a high-flying, you know, first quarter, you could just bet the live over.
Yeah, it's keep an eye out, too. Really, to me, this is all going to come down to Embiid and his health. Because it wasn't, I know a lot of people were focusing on his 11 points and how bad he was because of the health, and I get it. But I don't think that wasn't the primary reason why they lost game four. The problem is what happened when Embiid wasn't on the floor. Like I had mentioned, the minute Greg Monroe came in, he played 11 minutes, guys. They were minus 18 during those 11 minutes, okay? That is astronomical for one big man like that. The truth is, if Philadelphia can get anybody to play some meaningful minutes as a big man here and just be average the rest of, you know, everyone else can just be average, they're going to cover this game. They're also going to be able to obviously win it, I think, with ease. But they got Greg Monroe is just a killer, and the numbers continue to bear out that way. The less Embiid you have on the floor, they got to find somebody to be able. I don't know if they go all small. I don't know what it's going to be here, but you've got to come up with something. Greg Monroe is not an answer. Every time he's on the floor, he's missing pick and rolls. He's turning the ball over. He's missing open shots. That's going to be a problem for them. To me, it's all about his health. I'm waiting to hear what the health is going to be. If all systems are go, then to me, give me the 6 points here. Because I know if they bring it, give me 6 points here. If I get a 70% Joel Embiid over here, I think that'll be enough to at least keep it close enough that we'll be looking maybe a basket here or two at most. So I would go ahead and give me the 6 points here tonight if Embiid is healthy. If he's not, if he's still a mess with the flu, I'll be looking at the under regardless.
Yeah, I like the under either way. You know what I thought was funny, Joe, when you were just talking about Monroe?
Oh,
we are only like 4 years ago removed from when Greg Monroe warranted a max contract in the NBA. Mm-hmm. You know, like we just spent a little while talking about how Major League Baseball has changed. How the NBA has changed, you know, where there is no room in the NBA for a guy like Carmelo Anthony and a mid-range jumper. There is there's no reason that Greg Monroe would ever deserve a max contract anymore. You know, when he signed with Detroit, he signed as a max contract. And I know because He spurned the Knicks. The Knicks wanted to sign him as a max contract, and he picked Detroit instead. And there's no room for a guy like that in today's NBA. That's what I think is hysterical about all this. The big men these days are skilled big men. You see guys like Embiid. You see guys like Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Davis, right? These are what big men do these days. The idea that you got a guy clogging up the middle doesn't have any value anymore in today's NBA.
And the line, too, -6, -6.5, depending on the book. Yeah. What you're basically telling me, what Vegas is saying, is that 3, 3.5 points is what, on a neutral court, is what Toronto is better than Philadelphia. And I don't agree with that narrative, certainly not with what we've seen in this series. I don't think the Raptors on a neutral court are 3, 3.5 points better than Philadelphia. I just don't. And I do think that they've got a little more flaws in their game as a team, Toronto, than what Philadelphia does. And it's Kawhi creating one-on-one bucket opportunities, or it's bust there. So to me, I think betting Tobias Harris took 23 shots in that game last game, and he only made 7 of the 23. I have more confidence of Tobias Harris having a better game than me banking on Kyle Lowry or Fred Van Fleet improving those numbers to try and combat that. So I like the under. I like the 6 points. I'm going talent at this particular point in the rest of the way for the NBA playoffs. And I think it starts here tonight. I would expect Philadelphia to come out raring to go here. -6. And don't forget, this is the biggest over total, 211.5.
Yep.
That we have seen here in a long time, since 2005. Game 5 always almost go under. Why? A little tighter. Mm-hmm. Defense. Teams know each other. They make the adjustments. Yeah, so 211. Boy, oh boy, I don't know. And by the way, keep in mind here, in the last 20 years of the playoffs, only LeBron and Shaquille have put together at least 6 consecutive games of 25 points or more while shooting at least 50% from the field. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what Kawhi Leonard has done, and that's what he has the opportunity to do here tonight. Just an unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable playoff run for Kawhi Leonard. Forget about everything else. What this guy has done and shown the world is he's a top 3 player in this league. I don't care what anybody says, guys. The numbers don't lie. We'll talk a little bit about Denver and Portland. We'll give you our Make It Rain plays. We'll do that coming up next here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, Fantasy Sports Radio Network here. Make it rain. That's exactly what we'll do. Welcome in here, Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. We take a look at, of course, Toronto and Philadelphia. Dane and I are both in agreement. We like the under, and give us them 6 points if Embiid is healthy here tonight, which I think he should be ready to rock and roll. We'll take a look at this all-important Denver-Portland game five in Denver as well. But, Dane, you managed to pull up a nugget of NFL info for us as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to let people know because, you know, after the draft and free agency, everybody says it settles down, new win totals are out, things of that nature. Important day in the league calendar, Joe, this year, today, and I wanted to mention it to you and see your reaction. Today, if you sign a free agent after 4 p.m. today, you do not have to pay the compensatory pick anymore, okay?
Nice.
So it's an important time in the calendar. So there's still some free agents out there, Ziggy Ansah, Ndamukong Suh, Jay Ajayi, Michael Crabtree, people like that. I'm telling everybody, I truly expect after 4 p.m. today, in the next like 48 to 72 hours, you're going to see another little mini flurry of player activity, okay, in the NFL. You're going to see guys signing, all right, and you're also going to see some players that where there's trade rumors around, you may see some of those, the Duke Johnsons, the Theo Riddicks, the Jadeveon Clownies of the world, okay? There are still impact players out there that I believe, keep an eye out, will be on the move this week. Last note, Joe, there are some teams out there that started with like $90 million in cap space. And we're like, why didn't the Indianapolis Colts spend all that money? The Colts, Joe, still have $56 million of cap space. You think a Ziggy Ansah or an Ndamukong Suh wouldn't be nice on that defense? The Houston Texans still have $38 million in cap space. You think a Duke Johnson wouldn't be nice there or a trade of Shady McCoy? And our New York Jets, Joe, still have $30 million in cap space. You're telling me an edge rusher like a Ziggy Ansah wouldn't be a nice little fit? Just keep it in mind, people, after 4 p.m. today, the compensatory picks are no longer in play. I fully believe, Joe, in the next couple of days, we're going to be talking about some interesting players that can still make an impact changing their address.
Yeah, who knows? Richie Incognito could be one of them as he just left the Raiders and he's looking to hop back in there because if there's one thing that that screams consistency, it's Richie Incognito. Also, Latavius Bryant plans to get reinstated or at least try to be reinstated. It looks like he can stop smoking weed at some particular point there. And also a very interesting... Yeah, a real interesting note, too, from Richard Sherman, who had something to say. You know, Sherman's now with the 49ers, and he was asked about Nick Bosa's social media, which, of course, you know, raised a few eyebrows there during the draft process. And I thought his answer was priceless. He said, yeah, it's only an issue if he can't play. And that is that tells you everything you need to know about the NFL and their locker rooms. They don't have to like you, guys. The only thing that matters is, can you play and help this team win games? The rest of it, you know, nobody's going to go out and hang out with each other. You don't have to be best friends, but it's a good reminder that at the end of the day, this is a results-oriented business. That's what sports is. And if you can help us get those results, then we'll look past a lot of whatever your politics are or anything else That's along right. those lines. I don't got to like you to be able to work alongside you to win football games.
Can you pick up the blitzing linebacker?
Yeah.
Yes or
yeah,
no?
Exactly. Yeah. Can you get to the quarterback? And like right. Richard Sherman said, it doesn't it's make a good. Difference. That's something guys in the media like to make a big deal of it. You know, we heard this too. We hear it every year, right? There was a story written from the Boston Globe there last year about how the Patriots hate each other. And, oh, my, you know, Brady couldn't stand Garoppolo. He had to get rid of Garoppolo, and he went behind Bell. They all hate each other. Doesn't like Amendola. He had to go. Yeah, P.S., the only thing that I saw at the Derby over the weekend were pictures of, you ready for this?
Right. Right.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, all of them hanging out, partying together at the Derby. Why? Because they hate each other, guys? You know, that's a media spun thing. That's not the reality. Nobody cares what you post on your Twitter page. Nobody cares unless you can't play. And, oh, by the way, don't believe everything you hear when it comes out of the Patriots, if you haven't figured that out now, okay? Because if those guys didn't like each other, the last thing they'd do is go out of their way to meet each other at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about this. Yes, chemistry is an important part, but we don't really know what's going on in those locker rooms. And when it comes down to it, you know, you got black, white, you know, Jew, Catholic. It don't matter.
They
the question is, can you do your job?
Right.
That's why the famous,
exactly.
That's why the saying with Belichick and other places is just play the right way, do your
yep.
job. I don't care if you got three kids at home or, you know, if it doesn't matter. When we show up in this locker room, we have a common goal.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Don't listen. Don't buy into the media narrative. They love spinning that stuff like, ooh, you know, this is going in his Twitter page. It's, oh, my God, how do you draft this guy number two? Well, you know, they drafted him number two because his ass can play. And like Richard Sherman said, it doesn't make a difference what he posts. If he can get to the quarterback, guys, he can post whatever the hell he wants. Nobody's going to really care there. Tonight in Denver, though, Portland. Nuggets, 4.5 is what it opened up. Nuggets will be a home court favorite, 213.5. The total opened up, series tied 2-2. The Nuggets were able to grab that much-needed road victory there in game four after a ridiculous four overtime marathon. You know, people forget the Nuggets, outside of just 2 days off with the preview, they've been going every day. They had to go to a game seven. They only had a day off in between that. They have gone pretty much every other day, including a four overtime victory. I think this is the most time that they've had off between games here. Fatigue might start to come into play here a little bit, but don't forget, one of the biggest advantages that Denver has, guys, is that altitude, okay? It is a real thing. It is a real advantage for teams that play in Denver. And under Terry Stotts, the Blazers, not exactly great at bouncing back either in the playoffs after a loss. Portland, 8-15 against the number, 34% after a straight-up loss in the playoffs under Terry Stotts, makes him the third least profitable coach in this spot since 2012, which was his first season in Portland. Stotts was 0-10 straight up on the road after a straight-up loss. Over the last, I believe since the last 12 to 18 months. So he is 2-0 straight up in this playoff series, in this year, in 2019. So far, he's managed to be able to get this team to bounce back. But prior to this, he was 0-10 here, guys. So if you're looking for him to scheme up something or words of wisdom in the past,
right.
Terry Stotts hasn't necessarily been the guy to pull the purse strings here and get this team to perform in a bounce back situation. But to his credit, they are 2-0 so far this year in the playoffs, coming off a straight up loss.
Yeah, this series to me, you know, we talked about the Rockets and the Warriors, right? And how that's a true main event slugfest. To me, this is the undercard, Joe. Like, this is the second best series to me. We talked about Milwaukee, Boston, yeah. pretty much done. You know, the Toronto Philly series, all right, but to me, this is great back and forth basketball as well. I'm at a loss. Like, I don't have any real strong leans on this. I know you have data points that can say anything. So honestly, Joe, what I'm going to do is I'm going to default back to my, you know, my tried and true thesis, role players on the road. And I look at some prop bets that are out there. And Joe, on Portland, I'm looking at guys like McCollum and Rodney Hood. For example, Rodney Hood's total point total is 10.5. I know he shined in the 4 overtime game and in Portland. I don't know if he does the same thing on the road. I might fade a guy like Rodney Hood. I might fade a guy like C.J. McCollum, whose total is 22.5, Joe. That might be a little high. And then when I look at the Joker, who's been ridiculous, points plus assists, Joe, 32.5. Points plus rebounds, Joe, 36.5. I mean, I think Jokic could put up 28, 29 points tonight. I think he's a lock for double-digit rebounds. I may ride a little Jokic, or I may fade, you know, some of these off guards in the shooting in Denver in a new environment, Rodney Hood and C.J. McCollum. That may be the way I go with it.
Yeah, fatigue is the only thing that that scares me with that big man. But okay. we'll see. He got. I mean, that would be the only thing. And a guy played like 70 minutes in that 4 overtime game. He
Panther needed an
lot.
IV on the yeah, table afterwards, and he's the only like one that can stop him either, though.
Them big men, they need a little extra time every now and then. But I can tell you a couple of other ways to look at this. Some of the cool TNA here. Some of the trends. It has been extremely profitable to bet favorites when they're getting more money than actual spread tickets. Those teams have gone 104-53. That's 67% against the number since 2015. That includes a 17-6 record against the number, 74% just this season. So as of last night, the Nuggets are getting 60% of the spread bets, but 73% of the money in this particular situation. So yeah, keep an eye out here. We'll monitor this throughout the day. But yeah, they're getting those their favorites here, right? And yep. They're getting more money than they're getting spread bets. So Denver may actually be a team that you want to look at. Historically, been very profitable in this. But also, there is one note here. Teams that did not make the postseason the year prior, which is Denver.
Yeah.
When they get to this time of year, games 5 through 7, historically abysmal. 80-107, 42% in games 5 through 7. Teams that failed to make the playoffs the year prior, who find themselves this far into the playoffs. Yeah, 7-17 against the spread, 29% the last 3 seasons. 22-38 against the spread, 36% since 2013 and 14. That would be the statistic, Dane, that you look at when we talk about experience, where, yeah, not having been there the year before or being new to this, you and I both know as these series start to go, the pressure starts to mount up, fatigue starts to set in a little bit, and history tells us, yeah, it's usually not good for teams like Denver who are here for the first time.
Right, and I mean, unless you have someone like Giannis, right? And I love Nikola Jokic and all, but I don't think he's as dynamic of a force to be able to do that, like you say, Giannis. So yeah, this is something we're going to have to watch, that experience factor, especially because Portland's been there, and they got that look
in their eye. More so here. Yeah, more so here, I think you're right, than in the Milwaukee series. So, all right, morning after coming up. Dan and I will be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. We get to do it all over again. Good luck here tonight, guys. Make it rain. Come back and join us again tomorrow morning. See you then.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
It's past the point of just being, oh, they'll figure it out. Like, no, he hasn't figured it out. That's the problem if you're Golden State. You can't just keep waking up and expect, like, oh, they'll be fine. Well, no, they're not going to be fine. They have not been fine. They had an opportunity last night to steal one in Houston. And once again, they couldn't do it because their biggest stars didn't show up. You didn't even need a lot from Klay Thompson last night. They were still in that game from the rough and how gritty they were, you know, banging the boards and getting the shots when they needed to in the second half. If you would have gotten just a little from Klay Thompson, you know, you win that game there and it's not even close. So, you know, Houston didn't win that game as much as Golden State just couldn't finish because they gave him every opportunity to stay in that game, probably a game they didn't deserve to be in. But Golden State, again, this is the thing that bothers me about this team. Again, they had an opportunity to be able to shut it out, close them out, and demoralize Houston. And not one, but two shots from the two biggest guys, the two best shooters, didn't show up. Like, they couldn't get him the fall. And by the way, the numbers are staggering, if I'm not mistaken, here in the playoffs. I didn't even realize this, but Durant and Curry on game tying or going ahead shots in their NFL playoff careers. Durant is 2 of 13, 0 of 7 from 3-point, and Curry is 2 of 9, 1 of 5 from 3-point, which is a wild stat to me. And I mean, that's absolutely crazy, but it just goes to show to me what the biggest problem with this Warriors team as in years past. In years past, if Curry didn't do it, Thompson did it. If Thompson didn't do it, Draymond. Like, we always had this, if it's not me, it's the next guy up. The problem is the next guy has not shown up now, not just a couple of games, for weeks. And we're running out of real estate to figure it out if I'm a Golden State Warriors fan. So while I agree you're a champion until you're not a champion, I'm more worried about this group over the next 3 days than I've ever been before with this organization. And with good reason, because it's been like this now for weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, Joe. I just don't take the the extra leap that I think you're taking. You know, I look at this series in Golden State. The Dubs won by 4 points. They won by 6 points. Close games, right? In Houston, the Rockets win by 4 points. They win by 5 points. One of those games going to overtime. Going into the playoffs, we knew this was like the main event. This was the marquee matchup that everybody wanted to see because of what happened last year, because we think maybe Houston can hang with them. And look, after four games, they're hanging with them. The home team has won every time. No game has been more than 5 or 6 points. I just think we're in the middle of a heavyweight fight. And that's what we're seeing. And so I hear you that, you know, you could be a little concerned, like, hey, Steph Curry, when is it? It's go time. We need you to kick it into gear. But that's also what I was saying last night watching that game. It's not like Steph Curry didn't show up. You know what I mean? He had like 11 in the first quarter. He did hit some big shots in time when the Warriors were a few times the Warriors were like closing from 11 points down to five, and they just couldn't get all the way there. And in those times, Curry was part of it. You know what I mean? So I just don't take the step that you're taking, Joe. I just think we're in the middle of what could have the makings of a classic series. And that's going to show, and that's going to see, you know, punches landed on both sides. I hear you. Klay is not shooting well. I hear you. Steph is not shooting well. But yet, we've got a 2-2 series, and I'm excited to see the next three games.